Imagine, you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports. It's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies. Just chilling on the junkies, yeah. It's bit season, what a time to be alive. Bit season, couple of regular guys. It's bit season, go have yourself a laugh. It's bit season, ah ha ha ha.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Bit Season, episode 39. I'm Drab.
This is Matt Valdez.
And I'm Ryan the Stallion.
What's up, Stallion?
Yeah, hey, thank you for filling in for me on Tuesday.
No problem. It was a good time.
I heard you were great. I didn't think you wouldn't be less than great working, producing.
Thank you.
But congratulations on your airtime with Stallion
yes.
Cam
and, yes.
and all that good stuff.
I know. It's finally nice to get a little airtime and TV time especially. Yeah, that was silly.
Yeah, the TV time's clutch.
I know. I love that, especially
you,
the new cameras.
Let me ask you a question. Did you DVR the TV show?
So actually, this is something that's not surprising. Okay. I don't know how to DVR. I have no idea how to, so I did not, unfortunately.
I don't believe in DVR. I've talked about
it. It must
before.
Be a millennial thing. All right, well, let me ask you this. Did you go out to celebrate your Junk's appearance?
What is he talking about?
I don't know. All
right. Valdez puts way too much emphasis on small achievements.
Well, first off, this was my first time on the Junk's before, but I will say I got a lot of ADs.
I know you did because it was all the camera. There was only three Junk's.
Yeah.
Like, so. I know you've worked on the show before when one of us is gone, mm-hmm. but it's never... Yeah, a Stallion cam.
Yeah, exactly. So that was my first time getting a little Stally cam. And my mom did send me a picture of myself on TV.
See, I told you, Drab.
She did. She was watching. She woke up at 6 a.m. sharp. And that was a little rough. I was looking rough that day.
Oh, you are?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, will you give me some producing credit for taking that spotlight and turning around and putting it on you in the producer room?
Yeah, he did. Drab right, did.
I got radio instincts. EB says that. I know what's going to appeal to the audience, and I know what's going to make the Junk's interested. And a drunk Stallion story, a new drunk Stallion story, is always good.
And you were drunk at the Nats game. I'm noticing a theme about the Nats games and Stallion. A lot of excessive boozing.
I mean, so, okay, I think it's kind of started by when I got to the Terror Club for free tickets. And that's when I really started, like, okay, drinking at a Nats game, that's
I
my thing.
I saw those seats. You were not in
well,
the
okay,
Terror
okay, no,
Club.
No, not that, not that time. But that's kind of started, and it's rolled its way through to the nosebleeds now. Right. And now I'm just paying for drinks. And
I was going
to
say, how did
bad.
You get Terror Club tickets for Ryan Zimmerman's farewell tour?
I got, no.
He was in the last row.
I was in the nosebleeds for that game. And it was like a $55 ticket, too. It was ridiculous. But yeah, I spent a lot of money.
Oh, they jack up the prices for stuff like that?
Dude, it was like, literally, I think the cheapest ticket were like section 401, which are usually like $10, and they're like $45. It was crazy.
So this is a dumb question. If they play the Pirates, they're much cheaper than when they play, say, the Mets or something?
You could walk up to the box office and get like $5 seats, cash. Literally.
I guess I'm dumb. I just thought it was standard ticket price.
No. It's not.
I didn't know they had like day of sales.
Oh, yeah. You walk up to the box office. I'm thinking at $5, $10 seats.
Well, I know. I didn't think they would reduce the price like on the day of the game for the box office.
Well, I'm guessing that they plan it out. Like if they know the Mets are in town and a bunch of
Goombas
are going to come down, then they jack them up preseason or whatever.
Vinny and Joe's.
Yeah. Thank God we've gotten a Vinny and Joe break, huh?
Oh, my gosh. They were ricking me, too, because they took the Terror Club seats. I'm not saying I was going to get them, but they took an opportunity away for maybe I could have had those.
You didn't, but they sat in like the second row.
I mean, still.
Is that where you sat when you went to the Terror Club? Same seats?
We sat row A. We were row A right row in front. A. I sat with Silly Sam too.
Row A, Claire.
Oh man, it was crazy.
You know
so
that,
much
this,
fun.
That Ryan. This has become the Ryan show. By the way, a lot of focus on Ryan the last few weeks. Do you know that he goes and sits with Grant Paulson all the time, front row at Caps games, on the glass, banging on the glass.
I've had to sit there a few times. So it was a good time.
How many times have you sat on the glass?
On the glass at a Caps game?
Yeah.
Zero. I've been through the station to zero Caps games through the station. The only time I've gone is with friends.
Now, I wouldn't say this is through the station.
Yeah, it's not.
But it's through Grant, who works at the station.
And that's kind of.
And Grant's got people in high places.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so Grant, I guess, knows that Ryan's got nothing going on, no kids, no girlfriend to go home to.
Ryan's that guy that you always want to invite because you know he's down to basically ditch whatever he's doing to come out and hang out with you. It's probably a good time when you hang out with him at whatever event. He's climbed the social ladder.
Exactly.
I guess you could say.
Hey, the best ability is availability.
Exactly.
It's available.
I mean, hey, if you're going to tell me that you have tickets and you're going to invite me, I'll be there. How about that?
Well, I appreciate you filling in for Valdez. Mm-hmm. I know it's not your normal shift, but you did a great job. And I got a lot of compliments this week saying that you get radio, you got the you understand the junks and what they're going for, and it's a good fit. So.
You have the ear.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. That's why we recruited you.
Exactly.
Kicked Adam out.
I like and I like a Valdez break. I like a nice, you know. Valdez playing and taking a day off for a charity golf is kind of weak, isn't it?
That was very weak.
I mean, come on. No, it's not. You did it for a good cause. It was good.
He probably can't even tell you the cause.
Oh, no. It was for Freedom High School and their sports program. Oh,
okay. A fundraiser for
a high school?
My buddy teaches there, and he's a coach. And he asked me to play in it, and I thought, like every charity event, it would be at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and it wasn't.
Oh, so. I'm sure that had
Tuesday.
To stay.
And it was on a Tuesday. I will say, when we were out there, we're beating that ball around, I looked over at my buddies, and I said, I understand why people retire.
Oh, I know. Valdez came in on Wednesday talking about the midlife retirement, or whatever you call it.
No. So I've been trying to noodle away to do the reverse retirement.
Yeah.
Because what's the point of retiring when you're 70 and you're old and decrepit and you got ailments all over? And you can't enjoy your golden years, but you can enjoy your golden years now when you're 35 and you're able-bodied and, you know, you can go out and you can go play golf. When you're 70, you probably can't go play golf.
Well, the reason people retire...
I know, is because of the financial situation.
No. The reason people retire is because they're not able-bodied. So you want to work when you're 70, when your body's breaking down and your brain's turning to mush. That's when you want to go back to work?
Yeah, that's when I go back to work.
Right.
So
and what, bag groceries?
Yeah. I'll be like...
hey, you can make money.
Morgan Freeman. Right.
I insulted the Harris team. Hey, you can make money over here. Come on.
I'll be like Morgan Freeman in Shawshank, bagging groceries.
Right. You and Brooks.
Me and Brooks. But that's don't you think that's a great idea?
Of course. Like that's the way to do it.
I know there's a way to do it out there. I just haven't figured it out.
It's called starting your own business and then selling it. And selling it for millions of dollars and then doing whatever you want with your life. And then you can move to Costa Rica and live on a beach and check out for 10 years and then come back.
Yeah, then come back to work and then
start a new business after that.
Oh yeah. Or like you said, bag groceries. That would be what I would do.
Hey, if you figure the formula out, let me know.
I've had people tweet me that they have kind of figured it out too, but they didn't they waited till they're 40 to do it.
I know, but those
I know. They don't make nub salads.
They're like stay at home dads and things like that.
I know. Trust me. There's I've been trying to think of it for the last 3 years of my life. It's impossible to do.
It's always a different show on the Junks when EB's gone. He's been gone this whole week. I always think the chemistry is always different. I think for me, it's most noticeable when Eric is gone. Not that it's bad. It's just different. It's a completely different show when EB is gone.
You need a bombastic attitude. You need someone who's kind of the extreme. And that's kind of what Eric does, I feel like.
Well, Eric is the emotion, wears his emotions on the sleeves. Yeah. The other guy's more calculated, especially JP and Jason. It is a different show, but I'm still enjoying it this week. And this week, I mean, the topics and what we've having to discuss with Dan Snyder, a lot of that is not as the most fun we could be having anyways. Uh-huh. It's eaten up a lot of our non-sports segments,
yeah,
which we crave, which we need.
Yeah, those are our fuel in the summer, the non-sports segment.
Do you guys know that I got into a fight with someone on the Bit Season DMs?
Yeah, I saw those.
You mentioned it.
You're not up to speed.
No, and I went through it. I went through it. Mm-hmm. And it's a long, that was a long fight.
I know. I was irritated.
You must have been bored.
Yeah.
I was bored. I had just gotten home. I was getting ready for a nap. I think I was taking Oakley for a walk.
It was cranky.
Definitely cranky at that time of the day.
Needed his nap. He was cranky.
No, I actually stand by what I said. And I've chatted with this guy a few times, and I already know that he's a donk.
Uh-huh.
So
He doesn't get radio.
And maybe I have to explain this a little bit to some of the other listeners out there. He was upset, and he's irritated me before, and because he sends these rude comments. I don't really like. Of course, you're going to disagree sometimes with the direction of the show, but if you send me a DM and you're rude about it, then he'll tell me, he'll send me a message saying that segment was boring, that segment was unfunny. You can't go 12 for 12 every single day.
No, it's hard to pitch a perfect show. And that's what I would be the equivalent of, is pitching a perfect show. And also, secondly, why is he yelling at you about the content of the show?
I don't know. This is what he said May 20, because you're playing golf. May 24th is what this guy Josh sent me. I thought we were finally in bit season. Today's show has been horrendously boring and unfunny. Let's force in something funny.
The balls.
It takes a lot to upset me. I'm pretty calm.
If you've been on Twitter for as long as we have, it really takes a lot to rile you up.
And most stuff I brush by. So I send this guy a message back. I said, bro, why did you send me this comment? What were you hoping to accomplish here? That's offensive to everyone on the show. I appreciate you listening, but you don't have to voice your opinion if you don't like something. Especially if you're going to be really just over the top rude about it.
Uh-huh.
And so I thought I put him in his place a couple weeks ago.
That's a great comeback, too.
Thank you. And then, so at Tuesday at 2 o'clock, he sends me a message. It says, do we really have to jam in the awful QB quarter of in the heart of bit season? Let's have some funny segments while we can. Non-sports segments are so much better. I nearly blew my final few hairs off the top of my head off.
Does he know that if we do the show that that he wants. All right. So my guess is we have 12 segments in the show. We do all 12 segments, funny Yahoo, waka waka, you know, shtick stuff that we would get a one share. Does he understand? Does he understand why that type of radio was phased out?
We've explained this. EB says this all the time. We use sports to get you in the door, and then we can try to do what we want. But we still have to do sports as the anchor of the show and of the station.
Yeah.
And we have a split audience. And that's what I told him about these. I said, bro, if we do guy talk radio and talk about our Johnsons for 4 hours a day.
It's microcasting.
Yes. It's funny and it has a place, but we have to mix it in with the big topics.
So Josh is a candidate for our radio school because he doesn't understand
He's not accepted.
Okay.
Yeah. We got to have some standards. Yeah, we have some standards.
Declined.
You got to have a future.
What if we make him pay tuition? Now that could be something.
Double tuition.
I did say at one point, your messages are always rude. No offense. I no longer care what you think.
Got him.
That's a great reply.
And then, you know, if you listen to the call, first of all, everyone thinks a P1. I had to explain to them what a P1 is. Yeah. Everyone thinks a P1 is John DePompa. This only likes bits.
No.
Okay. A P1 is just somebody that listens to the radio.
No matter what.
No matter, like,
it could be,
to the
it could
show.
Be Vic from Akakee.
For
he's
certain.
A P1.
Yes.
P1.
And that's what I said. I said, do you think Dave from College Park, who calls in only about sports topics, or Mo from Largo or whatever, likes it when we talk about dick and balls all the time? Probably not, because they're seam heads or whatever. They're sports guys. They love the sports stuff.
Yeah, they want hot takes all
day. The majority of our audience is listening for sports talk.
Yes.
We can't just jam in.
The minority is, it's a vocal minority that like it a lot and have been with the Junks for a long time, but it's impossible to do.
I love the old school Junkies listeners. And you guys know Valdez and I. We do a whole show called No Sports. We love the No Sports part of the Junkies. It's our favorite thing. But you have to understand that we can't do it every day
We wouldn't have jobs. We wouldn't have jobs if we did the Bit Season show on the Junkies. It's not going to happen.
And he goes, it would be amazing if the Junkies could do a non-sports show. Okay, yeah, I'm guessing it would be amazing. It would also be amazing if I made $1 million a year. These things aren't happening right now. It probably won't ever happen.
It sounds like he's living in fantasy.
He's living in fantasy land. Also, if there is non-sports stuff, Valdez... It was a little light this week as far as great non-sports topics. And also, Eric's not here.
Yes, he helps.
Eric's
helps
the king
that.
Of the non-sports stuff.
Yes, he stirs that drink of non-sports stuff we put in there. You think if I put in a story about someone selling their toenail clippings?
For $10,000
a month. Yeah, for $10,000
a month. We see it.
We see them.
We see everything.
Well, yeah. You can't get one past us. Our eyes see everything.
Yeah, JP and Jason. What was the first segment of the show today? What did we talk about?
We talked about the concert at Nats Park.
Okay, concert at Nats Park, non-sports topic, right? Go back and listen to the first segment today if you haven't listened. Did anybody hear John Paul Flame talk?
No.
He didn't talk the first segment, right? Because he wasn't interested in it. JP loves sports.
Mm-hmm.
How can we... JP's not as interested in the non-sports segments unless it's talking about, I don't know, Dylan Flame.
his flag football coaching.
Jason also doesn't like the non-sports segments.
Yes, he shies away from it.
He says that on the air. Cakes likes
it. Yes, he says, I'm going to go do this while you do the entertainment page.
Yeah, he's not
joking.
Right.
He punches out. He watches Netflix during it.
You guys know that we need Eric here to really do great bit segments or non-sports segments because he always has the most interest in it. Not better, not worse, just different. The show is different when he's not here. And Valdez and I, we cater a lot of the non-sports stuff to EB because we know he'll steer it.
He'll steer the ship.
He likes it.
Yes. This is what will happen. Eric will steer the ship. Cakes is like his first mate. Mm-hmm. All right, and then
Cakes is the wingman.
Yeah, and then we're the bosuns. We're doing a lot of the dirty work.
Right.
Drive doesn't know what a bosun is. I can tell in his face.
You're right.
I have no idea either. I'm not going
to
lie.
No, tell the audience what that
is. It's just a guy that works on a ship. Basically, he does all
the... It's more Maryland than...
No, it's like a cruise ship.
Oh, come whatever. On. What is
it's
that?
Called, I thought those were called greenhorns or something.
I don't know. Maybe not a deckhand.
A deckhand or something like that.
Something.
A bosun has to do with, like, I don't know. He's in charge of, like, docking the boat.
You know what I love about Valdez?
What's that?
Is that when these non-sports segments that we're doing, and I can't say I haven't done it either, but he does it more than me. He'll look at me and he'll whisper, "Watch me save this segment." His Babe Ruth, he's calling his shot.
Hey, I'm taking my zing back, and I'm pointing it out the center field. All right. And then I gotta go jump. I gotta jump in, and I gotta do CPR on the bit.
And normally,
because I see it dying right in front of me.
Because normally, what happens right before that, and God bless him, we love JP.
Yeah,
is that we'll be talking about something funny or definitely non-sports, and then JP goes, "By the way, something totally off topic and random," and then. Momentum is lost from what we wanted to talk about. So, Kyle Farnsworth's body and like looking jacked or something, you know.
I told Drab, I said like Drab could be telling a story about how his BMW just broke down. And JP will go, "Lurch, you had a BMW back in the day, didn't you?"
That happened on Monday at Tilted.
So I see the segment dying right in front of me.
It's not necessarily the segment dying, but the topic is dying. Like, we're losing it's drifting off to sea, and we're trying to get it back, but JP, usually JP, is cramming something totally off topic in there.
Yeah, and I'm already doing chest compressions on the segment, and I'm blowing into the mouth, and then all of a sudden I go, "So, Cakes, what kind of movie artifact do you want?"
That's what he said this week.
Something
the movie prop.
Something I noticed on Tuesday when I was doing the My Little Drunk segment on 6:45 on Tuesday. Lurch, he tried to wrap it up right around like 6:54, and he tried to do like a closing little segment there. And he was like, "Oh, well, we're rooting for you, Ryan." And then Cakes brings it back right there. I was like, "Damn, let's go." I was like, "I'm going to get a little more attention."
A nice little closeout for it.
It was a nice closeout.
There's nothing worse than when you got your own segment and then it starts drifting away from you. And they go off on a tangent and you're like, no, I'm not finished yet.
I envision Stallion like Tom Hanks in Castaway, and Wilson is his attention dollars floating away during the segment.
Yep. Yeah, those attention dollars, they'll float away real quick.
JP's the current that takes it away. Yeah.
So Josh ricked me this week. I had to give it to him in the DMs, but we understand. Like, we love the non-sports. We're trying to do as much as we can. Yeah. But when we got a congressional hearing with a football team owner, we got to talk about precedent. It.
Yeah. It's so bad. Yeah.
Hey, speaking of the Twitter trolls, how do you think Jason's been handling his trolling?
I don't think Jason's on Twitter. I don't.
We theorize.
I think Skippy's telling him what people are saying,
and it's pissing him off,
and he's getting annoyed by it. But he's not. I'm telling you, he doesn't have the app. He doesn't have he doesn't log in. I think him and Skippy talk so much that Skippy's relaying the mentions to him.
Do you think they're having phone conversations where Jason's sitting on his sofa and Skippy's reading tweets to him?
100%.
Very depressing.
Sipping a cocktail.
Hey, Skippy, what are they saying about the show?
Hey, what's your beef with picking fatties?
I don't have a beef with picking fatties.
My beef, I got to have a beef.
Number one, I haven't listened to it. Does that make me a bad producer?
No, I haven't had the opportunity to listen yet. I've been busy. They are running up their record, okay? This is what I've been told. They're running
up
their...
Who's told you that?
I can't remember. Probably you. They're running up their record, right? Skippy's bragging about 22 and 14 or whatever. And their picks are big-time favorite picks.
Oh.
So Jason's picking, doing what he does on the Friday Fatties, right? He's doing his minus 190, minus 210 for the Dodgers to win outright or something. And then he's bragging about his record. Well, like an idiot could do that. That is you have to say plus or minus units. so people can do, actually, this, they're actually into this, so, can know if you're winning or losing.
This offends Drab to the core, because Drab can calls himself the unit king during the parlay.
I am the unit king. Plus 450 last Friday. Check it.
And all he does is mine for these huge payouts and hits them like crazy. And it offends his sensibilities.
I know, because we'll come in on a Monday, right? And it will go 2-4, and Jason will go, Drab hit at his baseball play, and I hit as well. I'm like, yeah,
you had a minus 300 favorite.
You took Justin Verlander.
Sisters of the poor. Right?
Way to go, Jason. I'm out here picking some no-name bum to have 10 strikeouts. It's just, yeah. I know what they're doing. They're trying to impress people and get people to entice people with downloads with their silly record when they're picking big time favorites to win. Now, you know, you can tell Skippy whatever. I don't care. We'll get back to them.
It'll catch up eventually.
I want them to be honest with their audience. We couldn't be more honest on this show. We're too honest.
Way too
in trouble
honest.
For being too honest on this show.
So you want a extra column for units earned.
Yes.
Yes.
That's all I want.
I know. Because at the end of the day, you take a minus 160 favorite that loses, and then you have an even money thing that wins. Mm-hmm. You're all in all not up a unit. You're up 0.4 units, not even a half a unit.
Yeah, and not to mention Jason's 500 record or whatever he's at by when he's picking all the favorites.
Glad you got that off your chest.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I don't think none of this stuff was on the rundown. I don't even know. What about the show this week that we united about Valdez was one of the things is that Cakes hates fireworks, and it always comes up this time of year where he gives two thumbs down to patriotism and having fun and being out with the family and being out with the boys.
Yeah. So we were talking about the July 4th holiday.
I can't imagine having such a strong opinion about fireworks.
I didn't understand, because Cakes has always mentioned before how much he hates, it looks down on fireworks, calls it like white trash, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he finally explained it today by saying, oh, when I worked in Six Flags when I was younger in the summers, they had a fireworks night every night at Six Flags. But by the way, that job sounds awesome. You end your night with fireworks every night.
He always complains about that job.
He always complains about it. So what? You're going to have a big bicep from lifting cotton candy, and you go see fireworks every night?
It makes no sense to me. So what? He's traumatized from working a six-week job when he was 18 because there were fireworks? I've eaten cheeseburgers three times a week for my entire life. I'm not sick of them because I like them. The same with fireworks. I could watch fireworks. I like it now.
You know, I want to normalize fireworks.
So do I.
By saying, like, why do we only have to use them on July 4th or even Memorial Day? But there should be more fireworks days.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. You got to move out to Loudoun County.
Okay.
You'd be psyched.
Why?
Because the majority of my neighbors are Indian and they love fireworks. And they got holidays. They're popping these things off all the time.
They're going happy Diwali.
Diwali is such a big firework. It's like a mid-December firework explosion. I get so psyched. I want more Indians in Loudoun County. They're the silliest neighbors, so friendly. They just like they mind their business too, and they love fireworks.
Well, why can't we do more fireworks stuff?
We should.
I think we should do a Labor Day fireworks festival.
I think in this country, for the most part, they're trying to shutter them. You know,
back in the 80s
and 90s, it was chaos, right? You remember when you were a kid and all just the fire trucks racing up and down the streets nonstop, putting out all these brush fires. They're trying to put an end to it.
What other holidays could we do fireworks for?
Well, New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve. Right. Well, that's a given one. But so what? There's only 3 days out of the year that fireworks acceptable?
I didn't hear one firework.
I saw a sprinkling of fireworks for Memorial Day.
No, I didn't see any.
All right. Well, what's another one?
like a birthday or something. Maybe celebrate your birthday.
No, come on. Because you gotta be universal. Because that one of the things about fireworks is that you need to know that a particular day is a fireworks day, so it's not not sudden.
What about sports celebrations?
I like sports celebrations.
Commanders winning the NFC East,
fireworks, boom, all over the place.
Right, I like that.
I know. The best part about a football game is during the national anthem, and they say Rockets red glare. Then all of a sudden you hear boom, boom, boom. They shoot them all.
Yeah, I love that bit.
That gets me excited. What about? Well, I was going to say St. Patrick's Day. That would seem like a big fireworks time. Like that would be a good fireworks. But then you don't want to mix alcohol with fireworks.
But you do on July 4th.
Well, yeah, you do.
Well, not everybody's getting faced on July 4th, right?
Yeah. I actually did see a fun firework thing on 4th of July because a listener sent us a video of a guy blowing his hand off on Memorial Day with fireworks. It was the most gruesome video. It was one of those like old. It was new. It was from this year's 4th of July.
Yeah. It was on E-Bombs World.
I don't even know what I was thinking. The guy said, this is graphic in the video. Uh-huh. I just hit play, and it was a guy drunk setting off an M80 or whatever. Ryan, I'm not kidding you. The guy blew his hand off, and it's like a gallon of blood flowing out of his hand. And the guy's so drunk, he's celebrating and drinking beer. It was horrific. It
was it
Ryan?
Great,
Ryan, show me your hand. That wasn't you, was it? What about President's Day?
I would like that.
That's a good one.
You need a countdown. You need someone with a countdown like New Year's Eve.
All right. What about how about this? Election Day.
No, too divisive.
No. Here, Cinco de Mayo. That's perfect. Everyone's drinking. Everyone's celebrating. Mm-hmm. Everyone's happy. You could do that. Fireworks?
I like that. Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
Why not?
Celebrating the French-Mexican War.
Yeah. I actually didn't know that was the celebration.
Everyone thinks it's Mexican Independence
Day. Same, yeah.
I was trying to link patriotism to fireworks. So, but we're doing it on a Mexican holiday.
Well, you said you're looking for reasons to.
Well, I know, but I like to combine.
I know, but I don't necessarily. I want to get away from fireworks in America. I just want more of a reason just to use them.
All right. What about trying to use fireworks to like grieve and memorialize, like on 9/11?
I mean, it could, because isn't there like a scientific study out there or like a big,
after a funeral or something?
Yeah. Yeah,
it'd be like a 21 gun salute almost, except it's 21 Roman candles.
Silly. That'd be silly.
You know what? I remember that at your funeral.
Ocean City.
I want you to bury me at sea at the inlet of Ocean City. All right. And you can bring your Roman candles. Mm-hmm. And after the eulogy, you fire them off into the sunset.
Okay. I love it.
I like that.
There we
too.
Got it.
While playing Orioles Magic.
Well, Thanksgiving would be tough to do.
You could do it then too.
I think Thanksgiving is a good candidate.
Especially at night. Like gets dark at like 6 p.m. Yeah. You could do that.
Does
That'd
there
be
any
nice.
Fireworks look good in the daytime?
No. That'd be a great invention.
A smoke bomb is good in the day though. Now, that's kind of a firework. It kind of lights up.
What you mean like
you can take a smoke grenade?
What do you mean like a pink like a dye color?
Yeah, I mean like
bomb?
You can do a colored smoke.
Want a helicopter to land?
All right. Well, it doesn't seem like there's a lot of opportunities. I'm telling you, we need more celebrating more holidays around the world. That's our key to fireworks.
I'm
like the Diwali, like Cinco de Mayo,
Rosh Hashanah,
Yom. There is a big Jewish party holiday called Purim in January. I think it's in January that my Jewish friends tell me it's the day of the year because the other high holidays are very, a lot of them are somber, you know, Day of Atonement. Mm-hmm. You're not a lot of fun there. You gotta go to synagogue. Purim, that's where they get wild.
So I like that.
All right, we need to make poor markers. We have poor poppers.
Yeah, poor poppers. By the way, Maryland sucks.
It is.
You only allowing little poppers as the only kind of fireworks you get the whole state?
You were so jealous because growing up, there was always the kid in school whose parents just got done their summer vacation and they went somewhere where fireworks were legal and they came back with a big old stash of them.
Yeah.
And as a kid, you were jealous of the family because you knew that they were having fun. Also, when I was a kid, you would love this. So our beach, which is basically Magothy River growing up
in Pasadena,
we were able to see the fireworks on July 4th at Annapolis that they did downtown. And also Baltimore.
Oh, it's two for show.
Yeah, so because where Pasadena is, it's in between the two cities.
Right.
And when you go there, you can see each one doing lighting off their fireworks. It was orgasmic.
I get sized for a grand finale.
Oh, same. No,
the grand finales are all at their same time. All right. And all of a sudden, you got Billy Bob lighting off his Roman candle on the beach. Right. Oh, it was awesome when you were a kid.
Let me ask you, do they have Indian reservations out here on the East Coast? That's where the pay dirt was in West Coast, because they were legal in Washington State, but the Indian reservations have their own laws, right? Mm-hmm. So, and there's a million Indian reservations in Washington and Oregon. So on the way to the beach, we would always stop at the Indian reservations where I think you could buy a grenade. And you buy literally whatever you wanted. And you would get the silliest stash. And then you would go to the beach on 4th of July. And it was just a spectacle, an extravaganza of illegal fireworks that should have been on like a barge somewhere blowing up in the middle of a big river.
I guess Florida. Because I think a Seminole.
Yeah, I think so. But there's not around here.
Yeah, but mostly I think the Trail of Tears kicked them all out.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you, South Carolina's got silly fireworks all year round, too. They're legal. You can shoot them off whenever.
South of the border.
Yeah, south of the border there, yeah. There's firework stations everywhere there. And you can get crazy
ones. He's the
big
south of the border guy. Yeah. We talked about this.
Yeah.
Big fan of Pedro.
Oh, yeah. Love it. It's a tourist attraction.
What was your favorite firework that you could get your hand on when you were a kid?
Well, it's big. All teenagers love Roman candles.
Yes. Do you know this?
You're not a Roman candle guy?
No, I mean you do bottle rockets because those are kind of like a wild card. You never really know what they're going to do. Sometimes they don't shoot off and then they just explode in front of
they
you.
Go sideways.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
you have Uncle Jim setting one up in a beer can.
Yeah,
you have no idea where it's going to go.
I do remember my uncle like nearly blowing his hand off with a bottle rocket.
I mean, yeah, those things.
I mean, because you'd put a bunch in there and then somehow it exploded.
Yeah.
I remember him running up from the beach screaming, holding his wrist, just beat up, and his skin was bubbling, like his entire hand was bubbling already, all the skin off.
How many videos are we going to see on July 5th of some Chad that has a bottle rocket in his butt? I mean, that's a yearly tradition.
Bending over, grabbing behind the knees. Have you ever done that? You've done that this year.
No, why are you looking at me?
That seems like
does that look like something I do?
Yeah.
I will say, when we were younger, like when we were 16, we used to take Roman candles and we would do drive-bys on houses.
Yeah.
You would creep.
You shoot them into the house.
You shoot them at the house.
Like, yeah.
Like balls. I know.
That's how you burn someone's house
down.
That's
like some country stuff right there, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely have never shot a firework into someone's house.
Yeah. Statute of limitations. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny, man. All right. Well, let's take a quick break. When we come back here in 60 seconds, let's talk about the junkies' money obsession and how it's getting out of control. All right. We'll be right back. You're listening to Bit Season.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety.
don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Thank you for listening to Bit Season. So Drab teased the money obsession that's going on right now with the junks. Mm-hmm. And first of all, I think we've touched on it before that the especially with Eric and the Live Tour and how all of a sudden you want money for nothing.
Oh, Eric wants a bag of money dropped off to endorse something.
Yeah, just for being Eric Bickle. Mm-hmm. But I've noticed this week that the money bug seems to have bitten Cakes very hard.
Oh, Cakes is in the spotlight right
Cakes
now.
Cakes is in the spotlight for this. I've just noticed that whatever it is, it's any player now. He mentioned John Wall and his contract working for 40 days and getting paid an absurd amount of money. He talked about Bradley Beal and how he should opt in no matter what because he needs $60 million mm-hmm. instead of 40. The Live Tour, whenever the Live Tour comes up, I want you to listen for this. The first person to bring up the payment for the Live Tour is Cakes. And I just that, noticed that he has been hard pressed on it lately. Am I the only one who's noticed that?
No, Well, first off, he was irrationally angry about John Wall.
Right? I know, he's saying all of these people ganging up on John Wall for taking money, and I didn't see a single person ganging up.
Literally,
on it.
Nobody was ganging up on John Wall. It was a lot of people kind of mocking the fact that
he's making so much for so little work.
Well, that too, but there was like a bunch of memes going around of like when Wessel Rusbrook takes the money, he is like this big fat slob, but when John Wall takes the money, it was like this really handsome looking guy. Uh-huh. And it was just a dumb meme. And there was a few of them like that. So everybody was like, oh, poor John Wall, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh, no. I'll tell you the exact
But Cakes
quotes.
Was like over the top.
He was very over the top about it this week. I'll tell you the exact quote that caught my attention. Mm-hmm. And I think when I was peeking in, listening to the show. Cakes, the exact quote is, it was during the Live Tour, he goes, making a ton of money for doing less work, that's the American dream.
I know. We always talk about it, is that, and it drives us nuts, is that they just want this big pile of money just to retire, to ride off in the sunset, or to do nothing.
This is what the junks want. The junks want their congratulatory bag.
I know. But don't they want to go in the Radio Hall of Fame, but they want, they don't.
They want their Emmy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but they don't want to grind for their Emmy. Right? They're tired of waking up early. Jason wants to move to South Carolina because he can't. He's tired of waking up, or he's tired of the grind. Meanwhile, he doesn't even watch the Dance Night of Hearing. That was unbelievable. And then JP said, ask Danny if he watched it. like Danny Ray's not going to watch that while he's doing a show, his hardcore sports show. And then he goes, if any of you guys watched that, I think the junkies were the only ones who didn't watch it. I was stunned. Cakes, I think, watched it. But from what I could tell, JP and Jason did not. But yes, they want the big bag of money, the fame, and all the accolades.
No, I also remember that the junks always say how they go, we just missed out.
I know. that makes me so angry.
That's their thing is, man, we really missed out on those salad on the radio salad years. And so I think
what everybody else says? Man, I wish we could get Junkie's money.
Yeah.
But I feel like when they say stuff like that about doing less work to make more money, it's kind of like, all right, we missed out. We should have had O&A money. We should have, but we want the live tour deal. We want the big bag. We want the congratulatory 26 years in the business bag.
Right.
That's what I feel when they say that.
Oh, so they want the what, you know, not what will you do, but what have you done?
Yeah, for they want the Strasburg contract. Yeah.
That's exactly what they want. They want the big bag for winning the World Series.
For winning the World Series.
Not for what you're going to do the next 7
exactly.
years.
Exactly. Uh-huh. I'm glad you pulled that out of me. That's
Hey, Junkies, thanks for all those years of great ratings and fun. Here's $4 million as a thank you.
Hey, here's for coming up with the Blitz. Eric, here's your EP money.
In their defense, though, now that we're talking about it, it is kind of the American dream to get paid off like that. Like, come on.
There's some sort of pride.
No, not in the producer room. Valdez and we talk. We grind. We love radio. We could see ourselves doing this when we're 70 years old. Mm-hmm. And they always talk about just what is Jason going to do? What is Jason Bishop going to do when he moves to South Carolina in a couple of years? His entire life is free golf and hanging out at the corner club. You know,
and Luca,
he doesn't. What is he? He's going to move down there with his wife and disappear. He loves the ADs. He loves the free hookups. He loves. You think there's a Creighton Farms waiting for him down there in Wilmington or wherever the hell he's going? Yeah. All right, no chance. They. This is where their bread is buttered. They need to appreciate it more.
They do, but that money.
But I just. I don't know. I appreciate you back there because
thank you.
Because we're the lifers, and we always say because JP always JP always goes I would do afternoons and stuff like that. It's like no, you wouldn't because morning radio is the cream of the crop.
Right.
That's where you have all the big sales.
Are the junkies going to take a 40% pay cut to do afternoons? Probably not.
But that's where all the competition is. And that's where all the radio sillies want to be, is morning.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I don't. JP gets mad when we talk about salaries, and he doesn't want.
Well, we don't mention their salary.
No.
We just talk about how absurd it is that they want the Strasburg.
The Strasburg contract.
Right.
I want the Strasburg contract.
Who doesn't? That's what I'm trying to say. Who doesn't want that? That's the dream.
I think it's coming your way, yeah. Ryan.
For you, Stallion, I think it's on the way. Yeah.
Hey, you just keep grinding. It's right around
15 to 17.
Yeah. Hey, I think we should go to management and demand back pay for working during a pandemic.
Ooh. We already got that. Didn't we get carte blanche on any vacation day we want to take or something like that? Yeah. That's our back pay.
All right. I was thinking out loud.
All right, there were a couple photo segments this week that kind of carried the entire segment that we want to talk about. Of course, the one from today we had a lot of fun about, even though he wasn't here, was EB's golf photo. Oh. And the other one was the old JP Psycho potbelly photo that we definitely want to get to as well. But let's start with EB's photo from today.
All right. The word du jour. Jarring. So what's weird is Eric thinks he's slick because he knows that if he posted that on his Twitter, just the mentions would just be outrageous.
Mm. Yeah, that's a great call. But you're right. No public comments in the stories.
Correct. And his Twitter feed. He's always mentioned this is meaner than the Instagram feed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So he knew what he was doing because if he posted it on Twitter, then all of a sudden the trolls start digging in And I think that people are mean to Eric on there, partly because of us. Would you agree?
Yeah, yeah. People are feel like they're part of the extended family. Well, they are, but
it's just it's different. Because if I say Eric, you look like Gary Williams, you know, he can laugh it off a little bit better.
Sometimes listeners go too far.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes they do, but yeah. Not all the time. But also when they Joan, it's like Eric has no recourse. He has no ability to Joan back at. Mm-hmm. But like if I say it, he can call me fat or ugly or you know do mm-hmm. whatever he wants.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So at least he has ammunition when I say something or when you say something. But if Joe Schmo says something, he can't really fire back. It's kind of like the knockout game that all the hoodlum teens were doing. I was playing
knockout the other night.
Where you go punch someone in the face?
No, I'm talking about basketball.
I'm talking about when they were doing gang initiation. Punch an old person in the face. You don't remember that?
Well, I didn't grow up in Pasadena.
That was a big deal. Don't you remember that? The news story was like 5 years ago.
Maybe.
But that's essentially what Twitter is. When Eric posts a photo that someone comes in, punches him, then runs away.
All right, yeah, that makes so sense. Brutal. Now I'm following. But what bothered me about it though is why is JP defending those photos? Why is he falling on that sword all the time now?
No, because it's JP is defending photos like that because he knows, and he may not be doing it now, but he knows down the road there will be pictures like that of him.
No, he's doing it now because of the gray hair, the silver hair. He doesn't like it when we make fun of EB's silver hair because he's self-conscious of his own gray hair.
So that's why
he was building up. Oh, I think it looks pretty good. Silver, you know, it looks pretty good. Gray hair looks good.
He's clean shaven. I mean, hold on. Is every picture good if you have no beard in it?
Yeah.
He was hyping that up. Oh, he's clean shaven. He looks good.
He just looked old. It wasn't necessarily a bad photo of
no,
you know. He just looks old.
I stand by this. It's Eric was dumb because he's standing with the sun behind whoever's taking the picture. That's why he's all squinty. That's why his.
But that's how you're supposed to take photos.
Well, is there a way to do it?
You always want your subject looking into the light.
All right, well, Eric needs to not squint into the light.
That's your photo tip of the day. That and the rule of thirds.
You know, Eric should have been wearing sunglasses. That would have made him look a billion times better.
Oh, and also, he's on a golf course. Where's the hat?
That's a very good point.
It's okay to wear the golf hat on the course.
I think you touched on the oldest part of the picture.
Oh, his neck. He got that old woman neck.
Yeah, was like a goiter. Yeah.
You know, that's what happens to women. That's how you can.
The turkey neck. That's what it's called, turkey neck.
Yeah, the turkey neck. Unfortunately for women, that's how they, where their aging is most noticeable. I'm trying to not offend women here, yeah, but. Yeah.
I had a trail of tears, Zing.
So. Okay. Yeah. The age in their necks, that's where a lot of it is noticeable. Yeah. So he had that old grandma neck. JP tried to say he didn't look old. He looked very old.
Also, his hair. He needs to, like, it's not styled. It's almost like the wind is blowing it up.
That's exactly what it is. I don't think people realize how young 52 is. To Ryan, it sounds old, okay? EB looks elderly in the photo.
Yes.
He looks like a grandfather, an old, like my grandfather a year or two before he died. He looks like he's in his high 70s.
Hey, do you know the picture of Gary Williams hammered?
Yeah, I have one.
He looks exactly like Gary Williams. And then the hair disheveled.
He's missing the fist pump.
Yeah.
As he said, yeah.
And then his hair. His hair is flapping in the wind. He needs to fix that. He needs to put some gel in there.
You know what I was thinking about? What hoity-toity golf course is Tom Healy running over there where he's got a croquet court?
That's what I was thinking, too.
So you're interested by the sport well, just of croquet
like that,
now?
That looks like a lot of land that's just not being utilized for anything else. So he's like, oh, it, let's just build a croquet set up here.
What are we going to do with this 100 yards?
Yeah, it's perfectly manicured.
I got all this leftover grass. What the hell am I going to do with it?
I haven't seen anyone play croquet in 30 years.
It must be a Midwest thing.
It must be. When was the last time you saw anyone playing that?
Never. I guarantee you. Eric's going to come back and he goes, you know, that's big in the Midwest is croquet. Right. And then all of a sudden, he'll be just like pickleball. It's the number one climbing sport in country clubs. Right. Croquet.
No, the one thing that ricks me about this sort of the neon shoes. What are those?
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Shoes. That's me. That's me, and I don't represent anyone else. But the neon shoes, come on,
it just doesn't fit the rest.
It's the red on black and the neon shoes. Like I can't look at the photo without looking at the feet first. Now.
You know,
are those sneakers or golf shoes? I can't even tell.
They look like
LeBron's.
Yeah, they're sneakers.
Yeah, they're sneakers.
Yeah, here's the thing: is Eric in the picture? He looks so old. He can't be wearing new shoes. You know what I mean? He needs those rich
man.
No, he does not golf shoes, but he needs like those rich man loafers.
Mm.
That's what he needs.
Loafers.
Yeah.
His loafers are a terrible one.
What do you mean? That's a country club look.
No socks.
He's got the rich man loafers that he's walking around in.
Hey, why did you let me take that bullet on air about EB wearing shorts? It didn't go over well.
I agree.
Me and you were joning on him.
I agree.
Saying that he should always wear pants.
No. Well, here's the
thing. The
other three guys are too scared to joan.
Oh, okay.
All right. And then I was too busy trying to think of old man Zings with that mallet that he had. But I agree with you. His legs are ghostly white. I wouldn't mind the shorts if his legs didn't look like they haven't seen a ray of sunshine in 20 years.
The legs got muscle tone though. I'll give him a little shout out there too. He's got a little muscle tone on those calves are looking good.
He has the muscle tone of a veal.
What are you talking about? He's got a muscle tone on those legs.
Ryan's
obsessed with calves because he's got like
he's got abnormally big calves.
The freak of nature calves.
Hey, I will say that my buddy Jack was watching the show in the morning, mm-hmm. of the charity golf event.
Yeah,
and then he goes, when I was watching, I saw a big arm behind Jason, and I thought, there's no way Valdez went in for an hour of work. And I said, I'm offended that you think Ryan has the same bicep as me.
I don't. I can't.
Were you looking swole?
Yeah, apparently he had his swole shirt on TV.
I did. I was wearing my swole sweatshirt. But I was also a little nervous about it because I don't know if Drab noticed this, but there was a ton of stains all over it. It didn't get picked up on TV, thank God. But it was an ugly one.
Speaking of Ryan's body, do you know what this piece of crap was talking about like an hour ago? You missed it. You were in your room. And I say that with all love and respect.
Uh-huh.
He's trying to tell people here in the office that he never eats. He doesn't snack. He doesn't finish a meal. Meanwhile, we did 30 minutes on cornucopia last week. And I saw him yesterday crushing a cold cut from there.
And he even tells you the sides that come with it.
I heard him telling JP Finley and CK, hey, you guys know me. I never snack.
I don't. I swear to God. Because that's what B. Mitch was saying. He was like, you're snacking all day, aren't you? And I'm like, no, I never snack. And they always mention it on the Grant and Danny show. I don't snack. And no one believes it. Like, I just can't lose weight. That's what it is. It's that simple. I don't eat that much.
Are you telling me that you never sneak into the pantry and grab a handful
of goldfish?
And not even potato chips?
I mean, okay, like...
You never buy candy bar from 7-Eleven?
No. I don't. I don't.
Yes.
I don't.
You don't like candy bars.
I do, but I don't buy candy bars. I don't. Like, I swear. I don't know why it's so hard to believe. Okay, here, okay, fine. Beef jerky is big. I love beef jerky. The one candy bar that I will occasionally buy is a Carmelo bar.
Sodium.
It is bad.
That's your number one is a Carmelo?
A Carmelo bar. I love that.
An Anthony.
Yeah. I love a good Carmelo bar.
You know what? I'm going to get a Carmelo bar this week.
They're very underrated.
I got so underrated.
One. I haven't seen one in a while.
I remember they were sold at, the, of all places, gym class.
That's such a that's a bottom shelf candy bar.
It is, but it's so good. Like, that's the one I'll eat.
All right,
that's it.
I'll look for it. All right. The other photo that we wanted to talk about, the Valdez missed out on this. Mm-hmm.
Tell me how this photo came back up and explain the photo.
The photo that we're talking about is JP at Potbelly during his book signing tour. I think that's when it was. And he posted this psychotic photograph of him looking like a serial killer, like head tilted down. I think he thought it was like a sexy look, like Blue Steel or something. But he looks like a crazy person. And
I think, wasn't this after?
A caller brought it up.
No. It was after a debate, I believe. It wasn't about the book. I think it was after a debate about like eating in a restaurant.
Oh, maybe that's what it was. Yeah. And JP brags about eating by himself.
Yeah. And then Cakes goes, I'll take my food and I'll go home or I'll eat it on the ride to wherever.
Good callback. Good nice job.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's what it was about. So on Tuesday morning, like at 6 a.m., a guy named Tyler from Tampa calls. Because I was wearing a tie-dye shirt on Tuesday. Okay, I got sized. I got a new, I'm buying new t-shirts. I'm buying new bad t-shirts.
Uh-huh. What are you, a deadhead?
No. Oversized shirts are in, and I couldn't be happier. As Ryan, you got to love this trend.
I'm wearing one right now.
As a guy without it, like the fittest of bodies, oversized heavy t-shirts are in.
Oh.
Okay? You buy a large, if I buy a large, you're swimming in them. You mm-hmm. feel so silly, right. All right? Because you feel like a skinny guy for once.
Even though you're dressed like Dude Love.
Yeah, exactly. All right? I wear my Dude Love t-shirt on Tuesday, and of course, somebody brings it up, Cakes brings it up. And then I mentioned that I took a picture of it and sent it to AWOD for approval. And JP was so flustered, he couldn't believe that I'm sending pictures of my fit to AWOD.
Uh-huh.
And so then this guy calls in and he says, I don't want to hear anything about JP in photos when he was the one taking photos of himself trying to be in the serial killer photo and posting it on Twitter. I don't even know. Nobody could remember what he was talking about. Uh-huh. But I went back and found the photo.
It stuck out in Tyler's brain. So much.
he was disturbed by it. And
that
so year,
that years later, it's still top of mind.
Yeah. Well, I think it was from last fall, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Look how hot JP thinks he looks in that photo.
Why is he scrunching his eyes?
I didn't know
that was physically possible.
We'll retweet it from the Bit Season account today, both these photos. So if you haven't seen them, you'll see them by the time that
we'll
you listen to this podcast.
Yeah, we'll do like a side-by-side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So hold on. Was JP pissed off?
No, he was just doing his old man bit where he just couldn't. JP's so out of touch. My tilt of the week was today because I sent this photo to Adam via Instagram DM.
And now worst smile in the world.
Worst smile in the world. JP today on the show, not knowing what Instagram stories were and being befuddled that Chris from Lorton
is able to see EB's story on Instagram.
My God. Could we be any more out of touch with our younger demographic? Anyone, I don't know, under the age of 53? And in fact, I think most 53-year-olds and above know what an Instagram story is.
At least Cakes knew.
But right? he should have slammed JP. Oh my God. How can you work in media? How can you have any job in 2022 and not know the benefits or how anything on social media works?
How you view something.
How
the
you view something.
Of something.
It was so embarrassing having to him try to figure out what his story was. And he goes, but aren't they only up there for 24 hours? Like, what does that mean? The photo was captured and sent out on Twitter six seconds later.
You know, he doesn't understand the logistics of how the post from Eric got to Twitter.
I know.
And he's fixated on the process. Oh, I think one of my comments was, I don't know what's older, the Eric's look or the fact that our hosts don't know what Instagram is.
I know. Two out of the three. The one, no idea.
The one comment I have about JP, it's not a bad photo at all.
Oh, the photo of JP?
I don't, but the angle's tough. The angle's a little tough because the camera's over his head. Look at it. It's like he's coming up from the top.
Well,
and he has to look up at the camera.
First of all, the sub's in the picture, and that's a weird thing. And secondly, he looks like an arsonist that just set fire to a house next door.
He looks like a
and he just got away with a crime,
like a Batman villain or something.
Like the Joker. It's such a weird. He also putting lettuce on his meatball sub, which is tilting.
He honestly, it looks like he got away with a crime. That's what it looks like.
When you say that pops. It's so true.
Not that we take the greatest photos. We take plenty of bad photos, believe me.
I'm terrible at it.
And when we post them, we get Joan done all the time.
I know.
So many.
Our turn will come soon enough.
Yeah, we're not immune to the Joaning.
Yeah. There's still a picture of my gut out there from flying off the table here at 106.7, jumping in. There's like my gut flashed, and like someone keeps sending me that, but I have to find it.
Send
somewhere.
It to me. I want to see it. That was a great bit. When we say Ryan gets radio, he if you guys don't know, he did his own Bills Mafia, right? Didn't the Commanders play the Bills?
Yeah. We played the Bills.
Yeah. He jumped off the table.
Is that why we have no tables for food drops anymore?
No.
He brought in his own, right?
No, I didn't. But I think Grant bought two of them. I ended up doing two. I went helmet first on the
old school.
Oh, it's cool. Hey, Ryan, why don't you put on that football helmet and run through the door for me?
You know where that's from?
Yeah.
No,
he was a kid. He was probably 15 when that happened.
Well, the Gus Frat thing.
When he hit his head at FedEx Field, of course.
Oh, yeah. AWOD did that.
Yeah.
I don't know why we asked him to do it and he did it. I don't know why. Because he's a trooper, that's why.
Right.
Yes.
Congrats to AWOD. We love him. That's awesome.
The I know. News oh, grad, I, saw, man. Yes. I saw that picture of him. Not only the press
news
pick, and also the one that he took.
He's looking good, isn't he?
He looks good. He looks really good.
I know. We can talk to him about it next time we catch up with AWOD, but he's doing... he's so annoying. And only going to Whole Foods, drinking smoothies all day, and... only eating organic foods, nothing prepackaged.
Richmond's getting to
it. So I don't know what's going on. I think he lives in an apartment with a bunch of smoking hotties. Yes. And he's trying to better himself, which is, it's working. He's under 200 pounds. So
good for him.
He's looking good.
Yeah, he is looking pretty good.
I got to get on that A1 diet.
Professionally, congratulations to Adam. We'll get more into that later.
Love it.
All right, guys. Have a great Friday and weekend, and we will see you on the Junkies.
Yes. And you know what? If you're shooting off fireworks, send us a video.
Would love that. All right, guys, your random late June fireworks show. All right, guys, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
See ya.
See ya.